I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
It was simply hiding in plain view, under the wrong name, without a title, with the wrong description.
That's Davit Maroney, the UC Berkeley musicologist who found the 16th century mass for 40 voices that had been presumed lost forever. It was written for the Medici family of Florence by Alessandro Strigio.
I was looking for something completely different, looking through the original catalogue of a man who had made a donation to King Louis XV in 1724. And suddenly there it was on page 306 in the middle of his long catalogue. There was this reference to a 40-part mass.
There are two well-known shorter motets for 40 independent voices, one by Strigio and Spem in Allium by Thomas Tallis, after Strigio's longer and then long-lost mass had been sung in the major capitals of Europe, including London.
When it was performed, the Duke of Norfolk said, "Can no Englishman do as well?" And Tallis wrote Spem in Allium as a response.
Davit Maroney spent decades hunting for the manuscript. The good news was that the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris never got rid of it. The bad news was they probably should have gotten rid of at least one librarian a few hundred years back.
It took me from 1987, when I first came across that reference, to 2005, when I finally held it and realized what had gone wrong. The title had disappeared, the description had been changed so that it was now called a mass for 4 parts instead of 40 parts, and the name of the composer had been completely messed up.
There are several other works for 40 and 50 singers on the program this Friday and Saturday. 5 Bay Area choirs will be joined by the instrumentalists of His Majesty's Sackbuts and Coronets. And just when you thought it couldn't get any bigger, in the final movement of the Strigio Mass, there are 60 independent choral voices. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.